Welcome back to the program. Always great to have so many of your calls and your texts, and always great to talk to, well, let's not beat around the bush, the greatest of all time, Collingwood superstar. He is the greatest magpie, according to many, and he joins us, Peter Dacos. Welcome to you, Peter. Great to have you on the show again.
Oh, Dwayne, thank you. Thanks for having me. It's nice to be on. I do listen in, so it's pleasing to get my 5 minutes. It's great.
Well, you can always call, you know, or send me a text. You can call anonymously, although everyone will know your voice.
Hey, Dwayne, you've never tried to contact yourself. You're a hard man to get hold of. So, I like listening in, and when I'm in the car, so it's all good. You do a great job. And, thanks for having me on.
So we've probably talked about Nick and Josh too much. Are you excited about tonight, or do you just want to get it done now?
Well, yeah. Oh, look, I do. I just like to see pretty much of what has gone before. You know, probably comes to your past tonight, and then he moves on, and it starts again. So, you know, he's been able to establish himself over the last few years, sort of leading into tonight. But it becomes, you know, a different landscape from here on in. So, the pleasing thing about, you know, tonight, you know, it's very much different to the scenario with Josh, is that we know, you know, where he'll end up, and we're all pleased.
And you must be pleased, two boys at the one club. Talk us through the difference between Nick and Josh, and where Nick is a little bit different to you as well, if you like.
The difference personality-wise, I mean, Nick's probably, you know, he's probably, you know, from afar, he'll come up and say hi, and he's very sociable and very interactive. I'm not saying Josh isn't, but Josh is probably a tad quieter. But, the boys are, you know, if we're talking sporting or football temperaments, they're very competitive and very close. So they've been able to, work off each other and you know, to their mutual sort of beneficial outcomes. So it's they're good. I think that above all else, I think, you know, that's what I'm pleased about, is the amount of work that they've put in, Dwayne. I think people get to see the finished product, but as a parent and closer to it, you get to see a little bit about what goes into it. So that's been the pleasing things, and they've been able to reap the benefits.
You were a superstar, Peter. For those who don't know, those that maybe too young didn't see how great you were on the field. 250 games, 5 games for Victoria, part of the 1990 Premiership team, 5-time Collingwood leading goal kicker, an AFL Hall of Famer. So has having you as a dad and a brother in Josh, who's already played 50 games now, made it tougher for Nick, or has it made it a little easier, given that he kind of has someone to bounce off?
Well, in respect to... he's probably, in respects to sort of having to live up to expectation, yeah, he's probably got a little bit more, having, you know, had two come before. But I suppose the benefit on the flip side has been, you know, Josh had me, to sort of, you know, go and have a kick and sort of talk footy and go to the footy, whereas Nick's been feeding off both of us. So, you know, he's getting a double whammy. And, I think clearly he's getting a hell of a lot of publicity. And, you know, for me, you know, looking at it, there's two types of publicity. The one that you're actually in there quoting and talking, and then there's the one that's being written about. I think 80% has just been, a lot of it's been regurgitated and replayed. And there's been a hell of a lot. And he's going to be under a little bit of pressure, but, you know, he's, again, that temperament. I mean, he's got a very good temperament, so, you know, he'll keep working. He's got a way of shutting things out, and he does a bit of meditating with his brother. He does a lot of meditating with his brother, so they tend to find that space and that breakaway, which is good.
Has it been tough for you, Peter? I know you haven't done many interviews this time around, and I'm really happy that you've joined me, but I presume you haven't really wanted to make it about you. Is that a fine line for you as well?
Well, yes, I think it's really important. It's the boys. If you want to find out something about my era and my playing days, yeah, happy to have a chat. But, yeah, it is their time, and I'm mindful that, you know, and I understand the references will be made, and that's why I don't like being in the same room if, you know, we're being spoken to, because I do want the focus to be on the boys and about their journey and what they're up to, and, you know, so... That's really important. I've had my dance in the sun, and so it's important now that they get their time.
And how do you go with Craig McRae? You obviously know each other. I mean, you played against each other. You've known each other. Have you crossed paths? Will you avoid crossing paths? How will that dynamic play out?
Oh, no, I'd run into him a couple of times when he was at Collingwood as an assistant coach. So I was, he came up to me, made me feel at home. I was really, you know, welcomed. And, he's, that first impressions I felt, it was terrific. So I'm, would I avoid him? No. I'm really looking forward to getting down to the club and being around the place a bit more now, and it's freshened up, and they've got a whole swag of coaches. And but again, I'm mindful. I'm not going to be putting my head in there too often. The boys have to have their space. But yeah, no, I found him really good, Dwayne. And the early reports from the boys, they've spent a bit of time with him. Yeah, it's all pleasing. But you know what it's like. Pardon me. The work hasn't started, so. As the pressure winds up a little bit, they're probably going to see another side to him, aren't they?
They are. Nick has to wear your old number 34. It's not just your old number 35, but in everybody's eyes, it's your old number 35. Eddie brought in this rule where he has to wear it, but would you like him to keep it? Would you rather he didn't have to wear it? How well do you know Jeff Brown? Can he change the rules for you?
Well, that's up to Nick firstly. Does he want to keep it after... this interim sort of this 12-month period. So, I think that's the rule. It was designed, I think, handed over around Presti. And, I'm pleased that he'll have it for a year. But, again, I'm not going to lose any sleep. Had he have sort of got number 7 or number 40, didn't really bother me that much. I'm not into the numbers as much, so... that's probably why I retained the 35 myself. I wasn't in the low sort of numbers. Didn't really bother me what I had on my back there. So having said that, Dwayne, I don't think he's indicated anything. I think he wants to, he'll do what he has to do. And then, what happens after that, sort of depends on what's available.
Now, I didn't get you on the tour of politics, so tell me to get nicked. I won't be offended, but have you seen your old club in the last year? Has it been a little disruptive, the change of coach? And you do get on pretty well with Jeff Brown, I presume. You've known him forever.
I've known Jeff, don't see him each week or regularly, but, clearly Jeff, having been involved with the VFL, AFL and Collingwood, I did see him, through my career through the 80s at a lot of the games. So we'd always have a word. And yes, I sort of do know him, and we've discussed things of late. And I'm pleased. I think, a change was needed. I think they're going to find themselves in a good space. It's sad to see. And, that people did a terrific job getting us to this stage, but as you know, there's always a turnover. I'm interested to see, what he's able to do and where he takes it with the fresh and new ideas and the new sort of new coaching staff. So yeah, I think it's great. I think the change is going to be welcomed, and it's going to be. I think it's going to certainly reap a lot of benefits.
And I know you don't want to put pressure on Nick, but do you think he's ready to play? Would he be ready to play round one, do you think?
As I said earlier, Dwayne, he's coming from, that NAB level. He played in the reserves and he's trained with him. And, I know a lot's been said about had he have been eligible, this year to play, he would have played a lot of games, but, it's one thing saying, and it's another thing actually, playing in the hurly-burly. So having said that, he gets through a pre-season. I think he's as good a chance as you know, the other 30 on the list, so 35 players on the list. So, you know, he'll probably get looked at a little bit closer. It'll get back to how he's going to be used and how he's going to be managed. But I'd imagine that, you know, he's starting off a good line here, and he's probably going to get every chance to feature in the first game.
Do you think the Giants aren't going to bid, or they didn't speak to him? The Gold Coast, Adelaide, will they have a crack at him early? Do you think any of those?
Well, it's the old, everyone knows he's going to Collingwood, so, you know, it's a bit of a wasted exercise, isn't it? Again, circumstances are different in this case. So, you know, had he have not nominated father-son, you know, it changes the dynamics of the picking system. So I think, GWS is a bit confusing. They go Darcy, but then they'll take a midfielder, yet, you know, they say they've got a lot of midfielders. So having said that, yeah, I don't read a lot into it. My thing is I'm there's a lot of benefits in as much as it would be nice to end up high in the pecking order. There's, I think we're all pleased that, you know, there's going to be a lot of benefits attained by Nick probably ending up third, fourth, fifth pick, which is fantastic, because it allows us not to go into deficit, and it allows us to hopefully, get another player in the door, which will support, you know, everything moving forward.
And the biggest question for last, Peter, can you put this one to bed? Do we blame you for the dribble kick goal? Is it your fault?
Well, I don't know. That's for others to say, Duane. Yeah, I was the one that was, you know, rolling it around. I did it a few times. I'm sure there are other players that did it. I probably did it a few more times. But having said that, I think that's for others to decide, mate. So, we'll leave it at that, yeah.
Did you ever see someone do it? When did you first work it out in your own mind that's the way the ball would roll? You could actually do that, because I don't remember someone doing it before you.
Well, we'd be fiddling around with it at training. I know sort of Mickey McGuan and I would be challenging each other and setting ourselves some targets, even in the rooms. We'd be back to the wall, rolling a ball along the wall into a doorway, and, you know, sort of trying to get the touch right, and then that sort of flowed into, you know, under the ground. And I think the first time may have been, you know, running in from 15 metres out, and I thought, well, why bang the ball out of the park? You know, I sort of just kicked it along the ground, and then it sort of went back further. But I will say with them, it's interesting, a lot of the talk on it, but I'll put it this way. I've always said that the true measure of accuracy is when you miss. And, you know, the very good players, they miss goals, but they didn't miss by much. Whereas I see guys, you know, spray the ball 5 metres, 7 metres sideways and all over the shop. So having said all that, I think I will say about the dribble kick, it might miss, but it doesn't miss by much. So, you know, I think everyone can be the judge on, you know, what I'm saying.
Yeah, don't get me started on goal kicking going terrible in the last decade or so, Peter, since you had it spectacularly good. Great to have you, Pete. Always good to be able to pick your brain. And please give us a call sometime.
Good on you, Duane. No problem. Good. Thank you.
Peter Dacos, Collingwood legend, father of Nick, who will go to Collingwood tonight and join his brother Josh at the Collingwood Football Club. And the man that many people do believe is the greatest Collingwood player of all time. 250 games, 1990 Premiership, five-time Collingwood leading goal kicker and Hall of Fame member. You can catch SEN's draft coverage tonight with myself and Nick D'Arcado from 6 o'clock. Thanks to Tyre Power. Pick one. Big holiday sale now on at Tyre Power. Draft 3 tyres. Get your 4th tyre free on Falcon passenger tyres. Who wrote that? We'll take a break. Back to your calls next.